Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Good.
That's good. What's going on?
Well, it is a Thursday. Oh, I don't know what's happening today.
My fridge is coming today, which I'm very excited about.
Oh,
it's coming here. It's a PM delivery, so when they say that, you know it's going to be 5:59 PM and I'll be waiting around at home all day for nothing.
Oh. Is it French door or single door?
No, single door.
The nice silver one.
Nice silver
slick
one. Yeah.
Like gunmetal grey?
No, it's silver.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I only got a cheap one from Kogan, but
it'll
still,
match the other.
It'll match it all.
Yeah.
It looks nice. Apparently, Kogan has just rebadged Samsung, my friend was telling me.
That's really good. Hey, it'll be a great fridge then.
Yeah, well, I've had Kogan stuff before. Nothing wrong with it.
You had a TV for years.
Yeah, I did.
Gold.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good.
So, can't wait.
Back
for
to
that.
Having fridge life.
Yes.
Oh, what's the first thing you're going to buy and stock
know.
It with?
I haven't thought. Let's get the fridge in first. Knowing my luck, it probably won't fucking fit. But.
Oh, Matty. Did you not measure it?
No, I did. But you can never trust online shopping until it's there in front of you.
I don't think it's like a piece of clothing where they say it's a small and then it's a large.
Buying appliances online is interesting, though, because they even include the box measurements and how it needs to get through your, like how much space is required to get through your door.
Yeah.
Helpful. I didn't have a tape measure. So I'm like, had to improvise and use a piece of A4 paper, which is pretty much 30 centimeters or 300 mils. So I kind of just use that to measure. So
that's
probably
a good bit of general knowledge.
Out or something.
No, but it's smaller than 30, so you'll be fine.
Oh, good. I was using it as 30. Happy days.
Yeah, so that's smart. Mm. Oh, well, and what are you up to, Crevo?
I need to have a bit of rest. I'm a bit tired. I was like, last night I was tired and I just needed a bit more rest, so I'm going to get
asleep before me last night. I checked online.
Do you inspect everyone to see what time everyone goes to bed?
No, I was just curious. I was rereading a couple of messages that you'd sent because I'd like scanned them, but I hadn't read them properly. And so I was rereading them and I saw, Crevo was active 49 minutes ago.
There you go.
I was like, shit, eh?
I woke up about midnight when Emmy went to bed.
Yeah.
She opened the, like, we've got sliding doors on our
bedroom door.
No, like the cupboards in the, like, the wardrobe.
Yeah.
The built-ins. They're very, like, rattly and loud, like, brrr. And when she opened it, I thought that there was an earthquake happening.
Aww.
An earthquake?
Yeah, I woke up thinking it was an earthquake. My heart was going a million miles an hour.
Have you been in one?
Yeah, a few.
Like, what was it on the Richter scale?
In my mind, or the ones I've
no,
been
the
in.
One like the actual ones you've been.
So I was on the Central Coast, felt the Newcastle one,
yeah,
and then I felt some smaller ones overseas a few times.
When I lived in Darwin, we had I think it was a 6.8.
That's quite heavy.
I woke up.
Yeah,
it's so off-putting when you're asleep and an earthquake happens because I thought that I was like falling out of the bed, like it was a weird feeling.
Yeah,
and
it's
I just
like
heard all. I was in an apartment building, and all the glasses started falling
rattling.
Off the cupboard. And
yeah,
pretty full on.
It's like you're on a boat.
It's
with motion sickness.
More jarring though, I find, and it like my
but
heart was
feeling.
Going like crazy. It took 5 minutes for me, to, like for to return.
You just get some WD-40; that'll sort it out.
No, it's that because they're so big, they're so tall, it's just like they move slightly.
Just tell her not to go to the wardrobe.
Well, normally it doesn't wake me up, but this time it must have been that with a dream.
I love WD-40. I love spraying it.
It's a weird love.
Especially on the gate, when the gate lock gets a little bit stiff, I'm like, ooh, and I go get the WD-40 and I spray it. And then it's like really smooth to open. It's a good feeling.
How good.
It's nice.
The small things, right?
Everyone's got hobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy.
What are you doing today, Jade?
What have I got going on?
You're so busy.
Oh, I've got a lot. What day is it?
You're doing more study?
Yeah. Oh, maybe
squeeze
not.
A bit
it's
in.
Been a big
be
week
good.
This week. I think 10:30. I'm going to, well, we've got another podcast to do. I've got the gym at 5:30 today. So in between, I've also got to go to the doctors.
You are busy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
So I won't get to
get
start.
On with our day.
Bye.
See ya.
we go now.
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
There's like skin deep level prank, and then there's Jackson pranks. Like, he really goes borderline sadistic. Remember that time he was going to kidnap me in a van?
Yeah, but I didn't because I realised how bad that would have been.
The Novos.
New FM.
Makes the world go.
Oh, good morning, team.
Good
How are
morning.
We?
Good morning.
Good morning indeed.
Yeah, going great. Well. God, this week is such a difference compared to last. So fast. It's just gone.
It's one sunny day and everyone's like, I know. Life.
Happy.
You can't wipe the smile off Maddie's face. Look at him.
I'm in a great mood this morning, yeah. Partly because I got into Jade's card this morning and she was a little bit frosty. She has like one or two mornings a week where she's like, life's too hard. I just love winding her up.
Then you guys got coffee, right? And then you seem to be good as gold now.
Yeah, I got a hot chocolate and Maddie a coffee.
And you're much better now.
Yeah, look at that smile. Did I make you laugh this morning?
Yeah, it was funny.
Did it change your mood?
Yeah, it was hilarious. Right? I like it when you put the ha-has after it. you made a joke this morning in the car and I didn't know if he was being serious or not. There was a bit of confusion.
Yeah, and then she gave me the evil eye. So I was like, I can't remember what I said. How was your night last night, Crevo?
Yeah,
pickleball,
good.
Yeah?
Yeah, went and had a game. And then, what else? I just like hung out, walked the dog, that sort of stuff.
General
it was so
life.
Nice. Nice to be able to be outside for a couple of hours.
So,
Sunny
I've
Mayfield.
Got some news for you, because Jade calls me every waking minute of the day.
Oh, yes.
You love it.
After pickleball last night, I don't know if you know, but Jade's actually organised like a drink session next week for all of the pickleball people, and you weren't invited.
No.
That's all right.
No. It's
I'm
not
usually
like
too tired
that.
At the end anyway.
Yeah, it's not like that. It wasn't actually my idea. It was other Jade.
Oh, yes.
I believe. And she said, you want to do drinks Wednesday night prior to Easter? I said, yeah, sure, come along. So
good.
I don't know.
Where are you off to? The Exchange
who's
Hotel.
Who's arranging it?
Hey, just come to me for all of your pickleball-related news. Okay, no problem.
Maddie likes speaking in the know.
I know, he loves it. Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Good to hear.
Maddie, hello in the newsroom.
Hello,
I like
good
your
morning.
Coat today. It's really nice.
Thank you. I
Very
appreciate
nice.
It.
What's it look like?
It's just like a long camel coat. I don't know if I can get quite far enough around the desk here.
Only
to
I can
me.
See you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, I just need one of the listeners to hear what she was wearing.
Oh, yeah, it's like a nice coat, like a camel long coat. Yeah.
That's the best way I can
you've
describe
got
it. It's a long
you've
camel
got the
coat.
Vibe.
Nice.
Light tan.
We're chatting skinny buildings.
Yeah. Oh, just in case you don't know what that is, like most people, I reckon.
Mm.
Essentially, this brother has really gotten his revenge on his sibling by building a tiny little building right in front of his, blocking views, blocking all sorts of development, just causing chaos. This is the ultimate case of sibling rivalry.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It is time for a bit of an I can't believe it. In the ultimate, I'm calling it, like, revenge of the siblings, this one guy has built a tiny house, a very narrow house, which has blocked his brother's view, his seafront views, which they're calling the grudge of the century.
Wow.
Which I think is a fantastic sensationalist headline.
So the brother obviously had like a house already built.
That's right. Yeah. So they had one brother had this house that had seafront views. The other brother happened to like own a part of the land, right, sort of in front, and built this very narrow house exactly in front of the other brother just to block out all the views.
It is super skinny.
Yeah, like it's, well, there was only a tiny narrow bit of land, so the other brother thought there's no way he'll ever build anything there. It's too narrow. Well, I mean,
how petty.
Some siblings can just be the ultimate in pettiness. This building is less than a meter wide, just to give you a bit of context, and runs right in front of the windows that have all the view.
Do you know what? My first thought when I hear that is he is the real loser, because he can never indulge in some nice food, put on a few kilos, because he wouldn't be able to feed.
Well, that's right.
Well, that's a good point. I wonder why he'd be a lookout, I guess. Like a skinny tower lookout.
Takes tiny houses to a whole new level,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, because really all you can do is just walk in it and climb up.
Yeah, that's right. There's not really anything else. I mean, you could fit a single bed, maybe, could you?
Don't they have these weird, like, Japanese stand-up hotels where you sleep?
That's true.
I mean, there's a great business idea.
You could make it into a capsule hotel, like bolt a ladder to the outside, and then you just, like, sleep in each level. But that's pretty much all you can do. Great views, though, but that's about it. This is clearly all about the grudge, holding the grudge.
They must really hate each other.
Yeah, and it says no information about why in the article.
Wow.
Just some siblings just love to hate on each other, right?
Good business venture for those who are vertically challenged, because he could market to a niche.
Oh, right. I guess so.
Niche, I guess, it's population.
Small, small people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
That's the only person who would be interested in a place like that.
You know, Creevo, you don't know what it's like because you don't have any siblings.
No.
But, you know, these rivalries run deep, don't they,
Jay?
They do. They really do. My little brother is still trying to compete with me. There's on every single front.
Like, what's Christian doing?
Overall stability in life. He's just, everything. He's just always comparing himself to me. It's like, man, I want you to succeed. I want you to do better than I have. There's no rivalry for me. Yeah, I'm quite chill. But then again, I am beating him, so.
See, that's where it comes out. Well, lads versus lasses, coming up next, we've got the lasses in the lead at the moment on 23.
First time this year, I think. The lasses are in front.
It's been a while, and the lads are on 22. So we have a great prize up for grabs on 13 10 09. If you'd like to win for your sex, give the show a call on 13 10 09.
Yeah, we have a $50 Inforno Italian restaurant voucher now open for breakfast from 7:30 a.m. 7 days a week.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Lads versus lasses.
This is lads versus lasses. We've got the girls on 23, the lads on 22. They're playing it today, not only for their sex to win a gold star, but for a $50 voucher to Inforno. It's the hottest new Italian restaurant in Hamilton.
That's right, guys. Let's go to our lass first this morning. Her name is Sandy from Abermain. She's a cleaner, has 8 tattoos, annoyed by rude people and people who have road rage, wants to go on Big Brother. Jade. Sandy, hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, going well. Good. Jade has road rage all the time, so you mustn't like her very much, no?
Really
annoying.
Look, I abuse out loud with the windows up. That's okay.
I do that as well, and I think there's no point in that because I can't hear you anyway.
True, but it makes you feel
need that,
better.
Right? The self-satisfaction. All right, yeah. Let's do this. Question number one for you this morning, Sandy. Multiple choice. How many tools are available on the Ryobi One Plus range? A, over 100, B, 80, or C, 65.
Over 100?
That is correct. One on the board. Good job. Question number two. The Mark III is a razor made by which company?
Oh, what is it?
The Mac III, they
Mac
call
III.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember.
Gillette. One on the board. Okay, here we go. Question number three. How long does the famous Le Mans race run for?
I have no idea.
24 hours. That's okay. One on the board. Not too bad. Just hold the line for us.
All
right, Sandy.
It's up next. It's time to meet Michael. He's from Warners Bay, a Sparky, and has a fear of snakes. Favorite drink
is a pure blonde, nice and cold, and used to be a golfing junior champion. At what age did you win some big like titles and stuff?
Oh, it was a little while ago now, guys. It was back to 13, 14, 15.
Do you start earning money already at that age doing that?
No, because you're not professional, so you can't earn money. So right. a lot of prizes, but just mostly exemptions and stuff like that.
It's tough to break into the professional circuit, isn't it, as a golfer?
It's a big difference between being good here, like state level, yep. or even in Australia, to golf, like worldwide. So
right.
if you make it, you are your next level.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. All right, let's see if we can win you this Inforno gift card plus, of course. We need to even things up here and get back to even. All right, question number one for you. Ryan and Marissa were the main characters on which mid-2000s teen drama series?
I have no idea.
It's The OC. All right.
Never watched.
Yeah, fair enough. I hear you.
It was one of Maddie's favourites.
All right, question number two. What was the name of Rihanna's first single?
Or Umbrella?
No, it was an early one, but it was Ponder Replay. All right, now you've got to get this next question to go to a tiebreaker, all right? And this one's multiple choice. The company Dr. Lewin's is most famous for making what? Is it A, beauty products / moisturizer, B, toilet paper, or C, hair care?
Hair care.
That is incorrect.
Oh, bow,
bow. A clean sweep of no.
Yes.
Sandy wins. Wow.
Good job, Sandy.
Good job, doll. You've won it. $50 Inforno voucher coming at you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Sandy.
And another star on the board, of course,
you've
as well.
Got a couple ahead of us now.
Yeah,
so
we
good,
do.
Isn't?
No.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. If you're a long-term listener to this show, you might realise that I've recently taken over the lease of my apartment after my old housemates purchased a house. And basically what's happened, a girl here from work has moved in. And we have like one bedroom with an ensuite, which I moved into. So I obviously had to clear out my bathroom before she moved in, my old bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, when the lease changes hands, the real estate agent will come over and do like a whole top-to-tail of the house
checking
inspection.
It out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got home the other day after the inspection because I wasn't home. And I realized that I left something in the bathroom that I was really embarrassed about.
Oh.
And she would have seen it as well. So
the real estate seen this?
Yeah, the real estate, when she was in doing the inspection, it was a gentleman's snake strangler. Like a round device.
The rooster strangler.
All right. Mm. Something to have a think about there.
So basically what happened, it wasn't mine. It actually wasn't mine. So it was in my old bathroom. Somebody left it at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was, like, changing bathrooms, I just chucked them all into the, like, toiletry bag.
Yeah.
But one must have fallen out, and it was sitting in the sink. She would have seen it. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
I was so embarrassed. 13:10:09. Next. What did the agent see at the inspection? You know, when you just left something out and then
yeah.
you get that. It's just a terrible feeling afterwards because you think, wow, what must they think of me?
Yeah, that's right. Well, terrible. They must see heaps, right?
A lot of kinky stuff.
I think so. Yeah, et cetera.
Yeah, if you've got any stories, best one today will win a Mega Creatures voucher for
nice.
The whole family. I know this isn't really a family-based talk topic, but that's okay.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13:10:09 this morning, what did the agent see that they shouldn't have at the inspection? Yeah, so obviously I've just moved into a new room, had to clear out my old bathroom, and the real estate agent did the inspection in my bathroom, saw a gentleman's snake strangler in my bathroom sink,
mm-hmm.
which must have fallen out of the beauty bag when I moved bathrooms. Very embarrassing.
Now, you said before, not yours.
Not mine, no. It wasn't mine.
Why would someone leave their rooster strangler at your house?
Because they just did.
Mm.
Okay.
What, he got left behind okay. after a tussle?
It just did, all right?
Just fell off in the bathroom.
Weird thing for someone to leave
behind.
It's like, can I please come back?
It's quite easy, actually.
No. That's like someone who's like, it's like if a lady leaves a handbag accidentally at a man's place. He'll be like, well, can I please come back for my...
Jade, it's kind of just like a scrunchie. Like, would you go back to somebody's house for a scrunchie?
It's not just like a scrunchie. It's like a, you know, plastic device.
It's much more personal,
oh, please.
I would have thought.
For the lower region, snake wrangler.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Yeah, good, guys, yes.
Yeah, good. What did the agency at the inspection?
So we were selling our house back in the... sort of the late 90s, I guess, and we just spent a few weekends doing up the yard and manicuring all the gardens, and we had this massive dope plant in there, and we'll have to get rid of that, but it was so close to harvest, it had to be right, it'd be right, and as soon as he opened up the back door, he went, whoa, you better get rid of that thing.
Steve.
My God.
Steve.
And I'm sure that's not your real name.
Yeah, it may not be.
So did you listen to what he said and remove it, or...?
No.
What a
rebel.
Like
3 weeks ago, and it's like, nah, it's staying.
Wow. Yeah, well, of course, it wasn't really yours. It just obviously grew at the property.
Like a seed.
Just like a mushroom after the rain, you know?
The seed would have dropped out of a bird's mouth or
something. Must have.
Yeah,
like, there's no other explanation
for
that.
Not at all.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Let's go to Katie. Hey, Katie.
Morning.
Oh, you sound nice and sprightly this morning, Katie. Wow. What did the
agency? I'm a little sleepy, but I'm still giggling along with all of your jokes.
Well, what did the agency at the inspection?
Well, it wasn't just the agent; it was all of us. We were looking at houses to buy, and out at Whitebridge, and we go out the back to look at the separate outdoor laundry.
Yeah.
And we see five guys in there just smoking bongs, having a good old time.
Oh,
yeah.
This is really a running theme here this morning, isn't it?
Well,
it might have been Steve's place, I hear.
But, and it's weird, like, some people just love smoking tobacco in a glass smoking device. So bizarre.
I've heard in Dare Iced Coffee.
Cracking up laughing, and they're like, oh no, we didn't know you guys were coming. And
how awkward.
Losing it, and it was very, very weird.
Oh,
and
well,
hilarious.
At least they were nice.
Yeah,
well,
they were nice.
They all seemed very relaxed by all accounts.
Nothing like a chocolate move between friends, right? Thank you,
Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Or Gatorade.
Gatorade as well, yeah.
Very popular.
Aw, it's nice knowing that there's friendly people out there, not.
Yeah.
You know,
pre-COVID, you could all share a drink.
Love it or loathe it, though, guys, coming up right now. I want to get your thoughts on wearing undies while playing sport because an incident occurred last night.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Today, it's my turn to get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule, no fence sitting. Today, I want to get your thoughts on wearing undies while playing sport.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I think you need to keep the tackle in the box.
You know what? I'm going to side with you here today, Jade. Like,
yeah.
I'm a recent convert to not wearing underwear doing everyday tasks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I always used to be a bit of a prude like you, Crevo. So, like, I'd wear, like, the whole, like, get up to bed and stuff. But now I've just decided to take them off. I don't play sports, so I can't really, like, comment on that aspect.
Oh,
but
so you're free balling at home now.
Yeah, never out, but always at home.
In boxes or out?
No, in boxes.
Okay, still.
Oh, like, no, in bed, like, out.
In bed,
yeah,
you're out.
Yeah,
that's good.
Go. But, yeah, I can see why you would do that, though, because it does get very sweaty down there.
Well, no, okay, this wasn't technically by choice, okay, so...
What, did they fall off on the way there?
No, so last night, right, I went to the gym before pickleball. So, and when I'd finished my session, I had my baby wipes with me. So, I was just in the general locker room and I was just wiping myself down with the baby wipes just to, you know, clean
up
some of the sweat and just freshen up because I had to go to pickleball. And so,
where were you going?
To pickleball.
Oh, to pickleball.
So, I took two baby wipes out of the packet and I thought, oh, I'll go to the toilet and I'll freshen up down there too while I'm there. So, You know when, obviously, once you've trained, you've had so much water, you really have that urge to pee. So I've gone into the cubicle, and I got distracted by the sign on the door.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was sort of reading it, and my bladder sort of went on automatic mode where it saw the toilet. It sort of knew, I've locked the door, let's go for it. So I'm reading the sign, and I'm like, oh, I'm sort of clenching, and then I've pulled my pants down, but I trickled a little bit, and it got on my undies. So I was like, oh, no. So I peed. I used my baby wipes. I cleaned up, and then I think, I can't wear these. So I took my undies off. I put my shorts back on, and I had to go to pickleball, free balling underneath my shorts.
You couldn't swing home and get another...
No, because I
got talking to the staff on my way out. So
did you tell them that story?
No, I didn't. No. But you know what?
Not until Jade's, the staff at Jade's gym.
It actually wasn't that bad. So I can recommend it. If you're in a worst case situation like me, you think, oh, I can't go.
Just ditch him.
Just still go to sport.
Pop him in your handbag. Take a Glad bag.
Yeah, no, I had
to him inside.
I had to wrap him up in some paper towel.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's lucky I didn't take your advice there, Jade, because actually last night I had a little split in my shorts.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really?
That occurred during a game. I heard this and I was like, oh, that might be the last game.
Who thought pickleball was so frisky?
Well, luckily I wasn't freeballing.
The hidden underbelly of pickleball.
The under what?
Underbelly.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Actually, like us to be on telly. I think we'd be quite entertaining.
No. Yeah, I mean, off
bigger,
you go.
Hair and makeup every
day. As if you're not coming for a massive paycheck and a Range Rover.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Guys, one of our favourite parts of the week up next as we beat the meat. If you'd like a chance to win yourself a big old pile of Singo sausages, delicious Singo sausages, this is your chance. 13-10-09. It's like Beat the Bomb, except with snags only. Now, this is all thanks to Singo's butcheries. They have the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you'd like to play... 13-10-09.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, that's right. This is our Beat the Bomb style game. Very intense. Everyone wants to play this, all to win a big pile of sausages that we've got here just sitting in the room.
Mm-hmm.
All thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They've got the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
All right, let's go to Krista. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. So tell us about your day. What's planned?
I'm just on my way to work at the moment.
Do you get the weekend off or?
Yeah.
Oh, good. No big plans?
No, nothing big.
Nothing big just yet.
That's all right. You just want the sausages. Yeah, let's make it happen.
Let's win them for you for the weekend. So you just have to say stop before the sausages explode and you walk away with the win.
Yep.
Here we go. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. 8 sausages. 9 sausages. 15 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Stop.
23, boom! Good job.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, Krista, you had 27 sausages to play with this morning, so you tapped out at the right time. 23, good job.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Appreciate it. And she was excited, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, she's on her way to work.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a great morning.
Yeah.
Winning 23 sausages. Hey, guys, coming up next, we are chatting to our friend NASA. He's got another thing to promote. He wants to come on and talk about his new Instagram show.
Jeez, he loves just promoting anything and everything. And
we haven't had him on.
He gets his mitts on, right?
We haven't had him on for a couple of weeks.
I know. I love him. I go up and down with NASA occasionally, but... Another thing.
You talk a big game when he's not on the phone and can't hear you, but when he is in person you are the queen of the licky
so
with Nass.
Charming. I really like the guy, but it's just like, what now? You know what I mean? It's just like when your dog keeps bringing you the stick back and you're just like...
Well, obviously, do you know what?
It's just like, you found another one, you know?
Maps has been going so well this year and he's obviously done this Instagram show which is called NASA Reacts, where he's got another person with him and he sits there and watches Maps and reacts to everything that's happening.
Okay.
So we're going to chat to him next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, little head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think Nass is on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Nass. Good morning.
Mate, good morning. I'm so glad that you guys are safe. I'm so glad that the audience is safe. Hopefully, all that flooding doesn't affect you guys.
Oh, thanks, NASA.
Yeah, no, there's been a few problems around here. But, yeah, look, hopefully the floodwaters start to subside all over New South Wales. NASA, I noticed on Instagram last night you've got a brand new Instagram series called NASA React. So it's you sitting there with another guy pretty much trolling the maths contestants. Can you tell us what's it all about?
Well, what it is, it's like a goggle box. Right, so since that we can't have a proper goggle box, I thought I'd form my own. And my friend Joel is like, the Housewives of Beverly Hills type guy. And I thought I'd get Joel and me to sit down and we review what goes on and talk a little bit behind the scenes at the dinner party and the commitment ceremony.
Right.
And we release it before, sort of like, while you're watching it, I'm talking about it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Now, tell me, NASA, what happened to the last TV show?
The last TV show, the fashion one. We did 6 parts, and it just went, I don't even know, because, you know, these things are like, they try them out.
Didn't get renewed,
And if it works,
like
it works.
A pilot,
Yeah, a pilot, exactly. So, I mean, who knows? It's still the name. I thought the name and the concept were great.
Yeah.
But it was up to them to sort of sell it on to other people, which... obviously, they haven't done.
Yeah.
But look, you know what? We've got to keep it interesting. We've got to keep it live. And I'm seeing the one that's, that keeps the people active and people interested.
Mm. Well, yeah, because far out now, so I just can't keep up with you sometimes, hey? Like, with all the stuff that you're doing. I'm just going to be honest. Sometimes it's exhausting. I was like, what's he doing now? Like, I just can't keep up with
you. Got to keep busy. Now, NASA,
that is true.
Let's talk about maths because, I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier this season as it goes along. Now, tell me, have you got any goss for us this week on maths?
Well, I think Booker and her guy's going to leave.
Last night? No, they broke up on last night's episode.
Yeah, but you know what? Patrick's a little bit of a snake because he sort of instigated this whole thing. He told him some information and Patrick went and wrote it all down and twisted the story. So I sort of think Patrick's a little bit of a snake now with this whole thing. But I think they leave on this weekend. But Bryce has a go and has a huge fight that's coming up. Bryce has a huge fight with the contestants.
Jeez.
Wow. So are you and Bryce talking again? Because I know you guys had a little fallout here on the show not too long ago.
No, but I'll tell you what, Stretch, I'll tell you what, though, the station that he works for, I'm going for his job.
You're going for a job.
I'd love you to get it.
Yeah, they asked me to send them an email. They asked me to send them an email and they're going to pass it on. And I've been having the behind-the-scenes negotiations.
Yeah, so Bryce was working in Canberra for a radio station down there. So you'd move to Canberra for the radio job.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, it's a good opportunity.
Wow, NASA.
I really hope you get it, man. Like, you'd be great.
You've been working hard on this whole thing for years now,
it's
man.
True. 3-4 years I've been working, and I think thanks to you guys, that has actually made me blossom. You made me blossom.
Oh, thanks, Nessa.
That's really nice to say, man. We appreciate that.
You really made me blossom, and I love you very much, and I'll always be there with you. Always.
Oh, thank you, Nessa. You're a sweetheart. Well, look, if you want to check out Nessa's new Instagram series, check him out on Instagram, at @officialNessaSultan. It's really good. It's funny. My friends were watching it last night, Nessa, and they sent me a message, and they were like, oh, my God, Nessa's new series is so funny.
Have you been making that all yourself, like doing all the videos?
Yeah, we're just a friend of mine, so it's not like, you know, edited or anything. I mean, we're not professionals, but tonight there'll be another one and there'll be a release. So look out for it.
Good job. Thank you, Ness.
I hope you get the job.
Enjoy your day, Ness.
That's exciting for him.
Yeah, good luck, Ness.
Bless him. I wonder if you'll get a radio job. Imagine that.
Yeah, no, but he really has worked hard and he's been wanting it. Like, it's his dream.
Yeah, totally.
I genuinely hope he gets the job.
I wonder if... Hang on, is he still there? I'm going to have a... Hey, Nessa, are you still there?
No, he's not.
I was going to get him to do an audition. Introduce the news.
That'll be next week.
Next week.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Guys, I want to talk when taking a chance has paid off up next. So this is like those, it could be big life decisions or small little things, but sometimes you take a little punt in life and it pays off big time.
Right? Yeah, well, this person won the lotto, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll get to the story in full in a minute, but essentially... He was about to play, he was like thinking about playing the lotto, and then he's like, no, I won't worry about it. And then he goes, you know what? Actually, you know what? I will grab a ticket. $1.5 million is what he won. It was literally, he said, on the verge of not buying the ticket, but just had that little inkling and took a chance.
Life changing money.
That is life changing money. Now, we don't need things to be that big, but if you've taken a punt, taken a chance in life, and it's paid off big time. We'd love to hear your stories. 13 10 09.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Wendy, taking a chance, pay off.
Yeah, amazing story from up in Darwin. This guy was in a news agency. He was in a hurry, and he was like, oh, I don't really have time to buy a lotto ticket. He was about to go, and then he was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait and just actually get it. Ran late for his next appointment. Won the lotto.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And it's those little moments in life sometimes where you take a chance, you take a punt.
Yeah.
And it all pays off.
1.5 million big ones.
I guess mine's not as big as that. But if you're talking sort of like everyday stuff, like
I knew you'd won the lotto, Jade. I knew it. No, I knew it. You finally let it go.
I wish. No. I didn't win the lotto, but some could say I did. So, in 2010, roughly, I got a job based in Dubai flying with Emirates. But if I didn't, so my nana, right, I was feeling a bit lost, like I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And my mum had spoken to my nana, like, Jade's just not sure where she is in life. So my nana, bless her heart, was looking through the paper and she saw an ad. And it said, want a career as an air hostess. And my nana cut out the clipping and said, here, Carol, give this to Jade. And my mum brought back the clipping home and said, look, nana saw this ad in the paper. Maybe you should go along to the information session. I thought, oh, yeah, right. Like, because I got told when I was in high school I'd never become an air hostess because I'm too short. So I thought, well, there's no point going. But I thought, you know what, I will. And changed my life, ended up going to Dubai and becoming an air hostess.
And obviously, long-term career that was.
But still, though.
Yeah, you achieved your dream.
Yeah.
Just by following a clipping from a newspaper.
Perfect example.
Wow. Good job, Jade.
Thanks.
Good job. Let's go to Gabby this morning. Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
When did taking a chance pay off for you?
It was actually my friend's mum. And this is back in the 90s. She is completely against gambling, will never gamble.
Yeah.
But she was in Las Vegas and she had a quarter on her. So she put one quarter into one of the slot machines
and one over $10,000.
Oh, 25 cents.
Is amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
wow, that is a true win right there.
What
wow.
an unbelievable story. I love that.
You know what? Because she was against it so much, I'm guessing her luck built up over time. Yeah, like one quarter.
Maybe. Did she donate it to charity because she was so against it? Or what did she do with the cash?
It paid for her whole trip. From that point on, they went luxury.
Wow, that's a cool story.
That's so good. Thank you, Gabby. Let's go to James.
Hello, hey, James. G'day, James.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. So when did taking a chance pay off for you?
So back in 2006, I was living in Toronto, Canada, where I'm from, and I met an Australian girl online. We quickly became friends. She came to visit me. We fell in love, and I took the chance on moving to Australia back in 2008. We're now happily married. I have two amazing stepkids, and my life is absolutely awesome.
Aww, what that's a great story.
So was there a moment when you met her that you maybe, I guess, had second thoughts or you were like had any reservations about the whole thing?
Look, on her first trip to Canada, I mean, sparks flew and we knew there was something there, but I mean, what was I going to do? Pack up my entire life and move to Australia? Spoiler alert, that totally happened. On her second trip to visit me, she was about to leave at the airport, and as she was about to leave and I was saying goodbye, the words "I love you" came out of my mouth. I was just as surprised to hear them as she was. And that's when we decided.
Oh, what a great story!
What a sweetheart you are!
I love that.
That's beautiful. No. See, there you go, everyone.
You know what? That is true love. When if you move countries for the person that you're in love with, I think that's just the ultimate grand gesture. Like you're a keeper. Good job, James. Congratulations.
Well, let's hope we can create some more chances next birthday lotto. $725 is up for grabs. All you need is a birthday. We pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you want to be the first through on 13 10 09 to spin the balls to win the cash.
Okay. Right.
It's that simple. Round and round the wheel goes, and it has come up as December.
Ooh, December babies. 13 10 09.
We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Very easy game to play. You just need a birthday. We pick out a month at random. Today it was December. And then you need to be the first through on 13 10 09 to play. $725 up for grabs. Who is our contestant, Crevo?
It's David. He's from Raymond Terrace and he's a car salesman, enjoys motorbike riding and spending time with his kids. He's got three and all boys.
Oh, wow.
You must be a busy man, David.
Yeah, mate, doesn't stop with him. It's full on. It's good fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Look at these ages, 3, 11, and 16.
Jeez, that must keep you right out of trouble, yeah?
Mate, that's why we've got motorbikes. We all just go out in the bush and have a bit of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Can I ask you a question? Do you get sick and tired of the old car salesman jokes?
Mate, my father-in-law still doesn't like me because I'm the car salesman.
It's like, it's not your fault. You're just selling cars.
Oh, that's good, right. Good stuff. All right, let's do this, man.
All right, here we go.
Balls, Jade. Wishing you luck.
All right, here we go.
Here it comes.
Pop I down. Have ball 11. Were you born the 11th?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yes!
That's amazing. That's so good.
11 all day of the week.
Woo-hoo!
725 big ones coming at you, my friend. How good. What will you spend the money on?
I'm going to say be responsible and pay bills.
But
really?
My kids are going to go, I need new clutch levers. I need a new throttle cable. Can you give me a bike a tune up?
And they'll get it.
I'll donate to Benny at Alien Art Tattoo. I'll give him a shout out and I'll get some more ink done.
Oh, happy days.
Oh, good stuff.
We love them there.
Yeah,
thanks,
they are
man.
Great at Alien Art Tattoo. That's cool,
congratulations,
man.
Congratulations, David. Good job. car salesman. There you go.
I love that. He's going to spend the money, you know, on good fun stuff, stuff for his kids' motorbikes and a bit of ink.
I love giving away radio station money. It never gets old, does it? Oh, guys, back to $350 right now, I guess, before 9 o'clock.
Before 9,
sorry. Yeah. So exciting. Wow. News time. I'm next in UFM. Good morning.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I've sort of gotten to a point where I would rather have the bush. It's animalistic, you know.
How disgusting.
This is The No-Gos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Chatting to you guys yesterday about my upcoming birthday party happening next weekend, and I was complaining that I have to cater the whole event and pay for it, and a few vegan friends are coming, and I feel that it's my responsibility to make sure they're fed properly. So
yeah,
I didn't really want to buy two separate meals for people, but I'm going to because it's the polite thing to do.
It may be polite, but I think if you're a vegan, you bring your own food to a party.
Well, you said this yesterday, and I thought, wow, Jade, that's such a typical you thing to say. Crevo, you're such a big entertainer.
Yeah.
And you were totally against this, right?
Yeah, you've got to accommodate your guests. Like, if you've invited them and they have a different dietary requirement, you make something different for them.
No, that's a hassle. You shouldn't have to. If there's one person who's a vegan in a party of 20... Just come along with your own tofu or tempeh or whatever it is that you're into.
When you're entertaining, right, though, you want people to feel comfortable.
Correct.
Right? It's like such a big part of entertaining.
I'll solve the problem for you. Right. Just leave them out a bowl of nuts and they'll be fine.
No, you've got to cook them something proper like everyone else. Otherwise, they'll feel left out.
Absolutely.
Not my fault they're vegan.
Yeah, this is a true person. You are a true selfish person when it comes to entertaining.
My sister-in-law always provides her own food when we do family dinners. Yeah. I think it's polite.
13:10:09, we're opening up the lines this morning. Should vegans bring their own food to a party?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Asking you, should vegans bring their own food to a party?
Vegan sausage rolls.
Now, of course, we've got Team Crevo over here, ever the quintessential entertainer. You obviously think you have to provide food if you're inviting people over.
Of course.
You've got to obviously look after their dietary requirements. Jade, of course, you're saying bring your own.
I've never heard of anything more ridiculous than inviting someone to dinner and then going, oh, but by the way, bring your own food.
Okay, can I elaborate here? Bit different if it's just like
we
my
husband.
We know
you're a vegan hater, Jay.
No.
You've got the history.
If Ben and I invited another couple and one of them was a vegan, that's a different story. But if it's a party like Matty's holding, 100%, if you've only got one vegan amongst 20 people, come on, like, just bring your own tofu or whatever it is you eat.
It's only an extra $10-$15, though, to cater for that
person.
It is. I don't think
they'll feel so special.
I should have to pay for that. Yeah, like, it's not my fault they're a vegan.
Forever the person, like, the cheap out on entertainer you are. How ridiculous. Just pay up and make your friend feel good.
Nah.
There we go. Let's go to Amy. Should vegans bring their own food to a party?
No, I don't think they should. If you have invited them to your party, then you need to cater for them.
Thank you. Some common sense. It doesn't cost much, right, Amy, just to grab something for a vegan?
No, I don't think so. Like, there's heaps that you can get now at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi. Like, there's heaps of choices.
Yeah, but everyone's, like, cooking. So, say if you've got a barbecue and you're cooking, everyone's meat up and that, and then it's like, oh, that's right, I've got to cook that other bit of tempeh or tempeh, whatever it is. And then
what?
Tempeh.
Oh, tempeh.
It's not that hard. Come on, guys.
Yeah, Jade.
I mean,
chuck it in a fry pan.
Amy, you're a good human. Me, on the other hand, I just find it an inconvenience and an extra thing to do when you're a host.
Do you have any many vegan friends, Amy?
I did actually have a girl who worked here in the office, and she actually was. And we were heaps good at work. Like, we catered. Like, whenever we would do a lunch, we would make sure that we would adapt around her on that day that she was here. So, honestly, it's not that hard to do, guys. Oh,
Jade's screwing her face up here, Amy.
I just think the whole office has to suffer.
How about we get Jade into work, and we'll do a full vegan spread for her here at Luxury Dry Cleaning at Cardiff.
There you go. Oh,
and a cheeky plug as well. Yeah. I love it.
Good job,
on you, Amy.
You know what? A dry cleaning place wouldn't pick them having a vegan lunch spread, you know?
Well, good. They must be very progressive.
I don't disagree that the food's probably nice, but, like, it's just... You just got to see it from my point of view. Is I just think when you're cooking a barbecue, like, you've got 20 so people there,
and then all of a sudden you have to
go into the kitchen and get a special fry pan just to cook up their special little piece
of meat.
Takes
5 minutes. Helen, hey.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, hey Helen. Good.
What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think it's a drama at all, Maddie. It's not going to take long to cook an extra little piece of non-vegan.
What I reckon. That's, exactly. You need to look after your guests.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's just no drama at all. I would do it. I've done a birthday party and catered for a non-dairy person.
Yeah, see?
Easy.
It's fine. Ugh. Jade, this is why nobody wants to come over your house.
Yeah, good. Oh, I don't want people with special dietary requirements coming
over. That's the only rule. If you go to Jade's house, you can't have a special dietary requirement.
I think, look, I hate cooking as it is. So for me, it's an extra thing, an extra chore on top of the thing I don't like to do.
Being friends with you is so conditional. There's so many requirements. It's very hard.
It's like an Apple terms and conditions agreement. Oh, you know that one that everyone just scrolls through and clicks accept at the start? It's like that for Jade.
What's the goss up next, Creeper?
Yeah, that's right. Jackson is going to be in. What have we got on the way?
Alrighty, so Mick Gould, who's an ex-maths contestant, he's done a Q&A on Instagram and revealed some insider secrets about the show. Also, too, I'll let you know what Gwyneth Paltrow admitted to Kelly Clarkson that got her doing this. Isn't that a laugh, right? Listen to that.
She became a chicken.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
One more reason!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Boss.
Producer Jackson's here, and we've got to find out what has made Gwyneth Paltrow squawk like a chicken.
Yeah, let's get to that after I talk about maths, because I feel like it's a more interesting story.
Okay.
So, these math contestants, they always go on Instagram Live and do their Q&As because they're trying to stay relevant. I don't know if you remember Mick Gould. He was married to Jessica Power.
Oh,
I remember the name.
Alrighty, so he did a Q&A last night, and he was asked all of these questions. So I'll play the three interesting ones. So these were his expectations before going on the show.
Well, they sold it to me that it was going to be a hell of a lot better than what we did, and it was the complete opposite to what actually happened, so...
So then fans were like, okay, well, were you hamming it up for the cameras? Like, did you act at all?
No, I didn't get told to act. I just knew that if I didn't act, I would have to do it all again, so you just got to pretend. So any producers out there that want me in movies, I'm more than happy to. Great actor.
So there you go. So when you're watching these TV shows, always good to be aware of that. But, why didn't he leave? So a lot of people were like, well, if you weren't happy, you got cheated on by Jessica. What's the deal? Why'd you stick around?
Well, because they kept threatening to sue me, so I couldn't.
Wow.
Jeez. That's
huge, isn't it?
So, like, a lot of these people on these TV shows are stuck, trapped. But I don't think they're trapped against their will, to be honest. I think they like to play the, oh, damsel in distress, I'm stuck in a reality TV show. But realistically, they're stoked.
I think most of the guys come out on the other side quite bruised.
It seems that way.
To be honest.
The women do as well, though.
Yeah, like, I don't... They seem to hide it a lot more. The men seemed on the show, from who we've spoken to, are quite honest in the fact that they... didn't enjoy the experience.
These people sign up for this show. Like, it isn't like this is a first season of Maths, you know, where it's so unknown. Like, people know what it's all about, and they sign up for it, and then they have the heart to complain. Like, don't sign up for it,
though. Well, I guess they probably don't think it's going to be as bad as what it is.
That's
right. Like, the legalities and stuff.
And people have, like, I guess, different views on how they think that they'll be portrayed on the show. And then when they're not, it doesn't match up to their expectation. They get all bitter and twisted.
Oh, it would be disappointing. Imagine being hated by a huge portion of the internet because you get made out to be the bad guy.
In my mind, when someone says to me, I want to go on Maths or The Bachelor for genuine reasons, not Instagram followers, and I want to find true love, all my brain can do is... What made Kelly Clarkson make that noise? So she sat down with Gwyneth Paltrow and Gwyneth made this admission about her favourite music.
So earlier we were talking about music, so I have to ask, what are some songs you go to when you're down?
Wet ass.
So that song just made her lose her mind. Now the laughter, yeah, the laughter goes on for about 5 minutes. Kelly Clarkson walked off the stage for some reason.
That's weird.
I mean, very funny. I mean, Gwyneth, what is it with her revolving so much of her life around the female anatomy?
Well,
like
she's
her candles
a woman
that she sells. The song.
Oh, those little crystals that people use and they have to recharge under the full moon.
That's right. And then just they pop it inside and away they go.
Wow.
I like Gwyneth. I've come around to her.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
I'm on the record for saying that I will be spoon-fed any bullshit.
Crevo loves her.
Well, I think that she's a rip-off artist that preys on the vulnerable. But
oh, no.
Look at the prices that you have on Facebook Marketplace, Crevo.
Yeah, like, but my stuff is actually useful.
Yeah, but she's not holding a gun to people's head going, buy my... like candle that smells like the female lower body part. Like, if people want to buy it, let them buy it.
If I'm going to get modern day pickpocketed by anyone, I want it to be Gwyneth Paltrow.
And it is modern day pickpocketing. That's a perfect description. Love it.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Hey, coming up next, guys, we are meeting our next Knights kid. Of course, the Knights taking on the Tigers this Sunday. Our Knights kid this week will be running the game ball onto the grounds, which will be great. We'll meet him next. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off next with Jackson.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dula Peep. Or Dua Lipa, depending on who you listen to. She's coming up. This is fresh. We're good. I love this so much. Macklemore and Kesha as
I love these songs.
I love Kesha.
The Biebs as well.
Are you loving his new album, Jade?
Yeah, I am. Maddie got me onto it yesterday, actually, because I haven't had a chance to listen to it. I was playing it again this morning on the way to work, and it's quite good.
What about you, Jackson?
Is there any songs that are, like, standouts from that?
To Die For? I haven't listened. I'm halfway through.
I haven't remembered the names yet.
Okay. There is one bop on there when he talks about heaven is something.
Yes, I know the one.
Look
it is good.
Talking about
it's
music.
Called Justice. You usually hate Justin Bieber, Jackson. What's happening?
Hit or miss for me, really. Okay. Like, I wouldn't pick him up on the side of the road if he was hitchhiking.
Oh, I would.
Of course you would.
A rainy day.
Guys.
To my car.
We are meeting our next Knights kid next, Jade.
We are. So, obviously, there's the big West Tigers taking on the Knights this weekend. And we're going to let one of our lucky listeners run the game ball out onto the field.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster for those. This Sunday, we'll meet our new FM Knights kid.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
105.3 New FM, official radio station of the Newcastle Knights.
Oh, yeah, we are meeting our Knights kid right now who'll be running the game ball onto the field for the Knights first West Tigers. Kick off tomorrow, 4:05. Knock off early, everyone. Get down to the
stadium.
It's
on Sunday, actually.
Oh, no, it's not. This says Friday, March 8th.
No, no, it's Sunday.
Oh, okay. They've given me the wrong information.
Oh, that's all right.
Great job, boss. That's the boss's fault. But anyway, it is happening. And we're going to meet Toby now, along with their dad, Scott.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, really well, guys. How are you?
Doing well, brilliant. Thank you. Big Newcastle Knights fan.
Yeah, look, Toby is obsessed with the footy and loves the Knights. He spends all his spare time running around emulating his heroes.
Aw, that's so sweet. Who's his favourite player?
He's actually a big Mitchell Pearce fan. So
oh, nice.
To be there for his 300th game this weekend is very exciting and it'll be a big moment for him.
Oh, good stuff.
I love that.
Tell us about Toby. How old is he?
So Toby's 7 years old. He's a very active boy, loves his sports, and with the footy being back, he's just been all about it. Even with all the rain lately, he's been running around our lounge room, pretending to be a Knights player, commentating his every move. He's just obsessed with it.
Oh, that's cool. So he obviously plays with the local team then?
No, his mum won't let him play footy because of the injuries, but he spends all the time that he can playing in the backyard.
Oh, come on, mum.
Good stuff.
Let him play.
That's what he'd be saying now, every time.
Have you told Toby the good news?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've told him, and he's very excited about it. He can't believe his luck. He's really, it's going to be a big moment for him.
Oh, good stuff. Well, Scott, happy to help out. Of course, Toby running the game ball onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium this Sunday, taking on the Tigers. Good job, man, and good luck with everything. So good. I love this.
I know. Little Toby.
Money can't buy experience.
A kid's dream come true.
If you're wanting to be the next Knights kid, of course, pester mum and dad to go online, newfm.com.au. Simple nomination, and it could be you.
Absolutely, guys. Birthday lotto up next. This morning we gave away $725. The kitty is now back at $350. If you want to play 13 10 09, Creva, we are looking for which month?
September.
Okay, if you were born in September and you want to give the birthday balls a spin, give us a call right now at New FM. Good morning.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The big winner this morning, David, walking away with $725.
All right, here we go.
Balls, Jade. Wishing you luck.
Here it comes.
Pop. I have ball 11. Were you born the 11th?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Easy money, right? Oh. Can we do it again?
What an exciting moment.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Birthday.
Lotto.
You yeah. guys realise if we give this away, over 1,000 given away today.
Oh,
that is so good, right?
I hope it happens.
We are looking for September babies. All you need is a birthday to play this game. Let's go to our first caller. Her name is Margaret Cameron Park. She should pay for bills with the money if she wins it today, but would take her partner out for a nice dinner. I was talking about her business that helps kids with ADD and autism. Oh, how good. Hey, Margaret, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, look, we've given away some money this morning. The chances are we might not give it away again, but hey, this is what this game's all about.
The odds
right?
are the same every time. I've got
to be in it to win it.
Margaret, tell us about your business. That's really cool what you do.
So I've got a business called Creative Sensory for Kids.
Yeah.
On Facebook, and it's basically we make sensory items and stuff for kids with anxiety, ADHD, autism,
and
it's like different stuff that they can feel
and
everything when they're anxious to
oh,
play
good.
With.
Okay.
We've got story stones, all sorts of stuff.
I like
great.
That job.
That's awesome. Oh, well, let's hope we can win you this cash. Get some good karma, which I think you deserve back. Alrighty, so I hope you're born on the 17th.
No.
Damn it. Oh, thanks, Margaret. Enjoy, and thanks for all you do. Birthday lotto back tomorrow. We're $375, guys. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
$105, oh, commercial yeah. free up next with Jackson. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Good tune.
Madonna, I know. She's really clinging on to that 24-year-old that she's got.
She always does, though. And then when they get too old, she upgrades.
How old's Madonna now?
62.
60, I think. Wow. Yeah, around there.
She looks like a really good preserved couch, like a leather couch.
Oh,
like she's had a lot of surgery, right? Like, I don't know, very plump face.
Good on her.
Vanessa Amorosi.
Yes.
Absolutely everybody.
What a classic.
I feel like I rocked everybody with my Madonna commentary.
I thought she was older.
Oh, you shocked me.
She's about 120. Post Malone as well.
I am obsessed with this cover. Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish.
It is really good, actually.
I have all my friends messaging me being like, can you play it again? I'm like, I cannot play it
have
again.
Have we stopped playing the Hootie and the Blowfish version?
The real
I haven't heard it in a while. Can you play the two songs at the same time?
Well, actually, I did have them back to back the other day, like same artist, but like, you know.
Oh, really?
But not the same song, just the same artist. I was like, is this allowed? But I still did it because I also like Hootie and the Blowfish.
And good whatever, stuff. Live your life.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.